This is KCUR 89.3. In recent years, the state of Kansas has begun requiring school districts to give extra support to their new teachers. Research suggests this is a good move. One of the most effective ways schools can reduce teacher turnover and increase student achievement is to have a high-quality mentoring program for first-year educators. Still, many districts have had to cut back on such programs due to funding issues. But as KCUR's Kyle Palmer tells us, one district has found a way to make it work.
Long before he became a teacher this year at his alma mater, Mike Beasler quarterbacked Blue Valley West to a state championship. And you get the impression this former football star still appreciates good coaching.
You got to shoot me straight. Don't beat around the bush. Like, tell me if what I'm doing is wrong. I have pretty thick skin.
Okay, let's get going here. So just a quick reminder, I know we talked.
His coach now doesn't patrol the sideline, but rather stands at the back of Beasler's sophomore history class, observing and taking notes. Trevor Gertson is one of two new full-time mentors in the Blue Valley School District whose main job is coaching first-year teachers. A former teacher himself, Gertson says he remembers how lost he felt his first year, even if he didn't show it.
There's a part of you that wants to give off the impression that you know what you're doing, that I'm in control of everything, that I know how to teach, and the reality is you don't.
Gertson will mentor Beasler and 13 other new teachers throughout the Blue Valley District this year. He will visit their classrooms at least a dozen times and will meet with them in one-on-one coaching conversations. Gertson says these are a chance to have the new teachers reflect on the nitty-gritty aspects of their teaching.
How do you have the kids enter the classroom? How do you collect assignments? Do you feel like that's getting along?
So what I started to do.
Gertson admits this process has the potential to feel intrusive, but he says the district has designed his role so that he has no power to assess the new teacher's job performance.
I'm not going to evaluate and say you're doing a bad job, or I'm not someone they have to worry about on whether or not they're going to get their job. I don't want them to worry about whether or not I'm going to contribute in that part of whether they get a new contract. That's not my job.
And like you said, as you start to get the names and the faces, you can just look out across the room.
Mentoring, of course, is not a new concept, but it is an increasingly urgent one. Blue Valley is setting aside money to pay for 2 full-time mentors and 18 part-time mentors. Sherry Goodvin runs the Kansas Mentoring and Induction Center at Wichita State's Education School. She says when she was first starting out 30-some years ago, formal mentorship was unheard of.
All of us found our mentors ourselves rather than had them assigned, because those who have a growth mindset want to improve.
The nonprofit New Teacher Center says nearly half of all states, including both Kansas and Missouri, now require districts to formally mentor new teachers in some way. The center's CEO, Ellen Moyer, says the best programs are the ones like Blue Valley's that dedicate staff members full-time to mentoring.
You need someone in the new teacher's classroom partnering with he or she, giving them rich feedback and opportunities for learning and, you know, looking at student work and analyzing data. You need that constant support in your classroom every week.
Moyer says Kansas is going in the right direction by requiring that new teachers have some kind of support in their first year. But at the same time that the state has mandated new teacher mentoring, it has also cut funding for districts to pay mentors stipends. Last year, Kansas City, Kansas had retired teachers come in as part-time mentors, but has had to switch things up this year.
Our mentors are now classroom teachers.
Eva Tucker-Nevels helps oversee new teacher mentoring in KCK. She says these veterans will do what they can to support their new colleagues, but also have their own classrooms to worry about.
Not to say that they are not at the level of expertise to support a beginning teacher. It's just the challenge of time.
In Blue Valley, the situation for new teacher Mike Beasler is much different. His mentor, Trevor Gertson, has told him he can call or text anytime if he has a question. Beasler admits that when he found out he would get a full-time mentor, he thought he didn't need one.
Like, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, I kind of want my space. But now, knowing how resourceful everything is, it's made a world of a difference.
Goes to show you a quarterback may never lose the desire to call his own plays, but still likes having a coach if he ever needs help. Kyle Palmer, KCUR News.
This story is part of KCUR's ongoing Teaching It Forward project. You'll find more stories like this one and other related content on our website, kcur.org/teaching.